sky. I mean, it's a lot of trails and breadcrumb trails that point towards him, but we'll see. We'll see what comes of it, and I'm sure we will not hear the last of it, you know, anytime soon.
Are they poking holes in some of this prosecution's case?
They certainly are. This is a very critical moment. I mean, picture this. The police walk into a Pennsylvania McDonald's during a nationwide manhunt. They see a masked, nervous customer, and it's Mangione. They surround him, they take his backpack away, they start grilling him about who he is and whether he's been in New York. But they don't read him his Miranda rights. And that's the heart of this week's legal fight. The defense says the second he was boxed in by officers and clearly not free to leave, he was in custody. And that means any questioning had to wait until Miranda. And on top of that, they argue the search of his backpack was warrantless and unconstitutional. And the backpack first search revealed the gun and the manifesto. So if the judge agrees, all of it is tossed from the case. The gun, gone. The notebook, gone. The incriminating statements, gone. The spine of the case all goes out, excluded from trial. So this is truly the kind of hearing that can make or break a murder prosecution.
These filters, all the free filters suck. They suck. They're hot. They suck really bad, actually. They're not good. But there's a lot of situations to where people do need these drugs and people need to be prescribed these medications and there are needs for them. So it's not like, you know, you always hear slavery never went away, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, there's slavery of the mind, and there's also the generic slavery of the fucking workforce today. Like, everybody has to work, and we should work. We should have jobs that pay us, and we should be able to go to work and do all that. But the way it's designed now, it's as if these CEOs are these, I hate to say it this way, but these slave masters of all the people who have W-2s under them. Like,
so my grandfather, Bartow, was a naturalized citizen. He was born in Italy. His mother was born in Italy, and his father was born in Italy. Bartow is my great-grandfather. Bartow worked as a mechanic helper in the battery co industry during the last week of March in 1950. He worked 40 hours. Holy shit. Same.
It's one bad egg to, you know, crack the whole basket. Per se, it's like when you're training and doing sprints for someone or for a team. If one person doesn't touch the line, guess what? The whole team's running again. And if one individual, you know, has malpractice or does something incorrectly, then ultimately the whole company's gonna, you know, take the fall for it. Not that I look too much better or I look different. And I don't know if it's just a placebo right now that I feel good because I'm lifting and maybe I'm comparing myself to others that aren't. Like, I don't know if it's that, the invigoration of that, because there is a part of lifting and being fit to where you feel better than others, and that's ultimately why I feel like a lot of people do it versus actually maintaining your health and your body. But I think both play equal parts, but I definitely think there can be a part of that in people's mind to where they're lifting just because nobody else is. Or they don't think anybody else is. And it's like the idea of who you gonna, if somebody, you're working, but somebody's out, always out working the next guy. You know, to look at this from the more freedom you get, ultimately, the more that we have the ability to lose our freedoms. It's, you know, with more power comes great responsibility. And that is America, that should be America's fucking motto. You know, Spider-Man figured it out at the fucking point of it. It never wants to work. And they'll let me edit a fucking hour-long video just to save it, download it to a 2-terabyte device. But then it won't let me log in to make a short or a reel. Because it doesn't want me going viral. It's negating my viralness.
This is huge. It's huge for the culture. It's huge for me. Glad to be here. I'm glad to be just able to have this resource on hand.
It's that it's all clean and clear-cut, you know. You look at these CEOs because they're all tidy and they're good-looking white dudes or whatever, white woman, whatever. They're whatever it has to be, whatever race, religion, or creed. But you look at them and it's like they look clean and unscathed because they're not the one actually pulling the trigger. You know what I mean? The system has subject individuals who work for those companies to essentially be slaves to these people's beckonings. Preventative in their approach to healthcare, which is a good thing because you want to give these people the opportunity to discover, hey, let me get ahead of this before it does actually ruin my life. And I do ultimately become in debt to these healthcare companies. We have no right or will to decide against it. And as he says, like, when does it classify as self-defense to do some of these things? And like, I know this is an extreme topic and I'm talking about murdering CEOs, which I'm not sitting here and saying, yeah, that's best practice. Yep, that's what I would suggest to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. Oh, State Farm, get him too. Yeah, we're getting Jake with the fucking khakis next.
Usually retro, it's usually words. Some words are better than the others when you edit. Like using retro or film or something for like the shit they'll give you, and most of them are free. That's a little weird. CCTV is usually a good one.
They started Purdue Pharma like back in the 1800s and were making, you know, one of one drugs that were like pain relievers or just like daily, you know, boosters. And for being completely fair, like, you know, the drug market is one that is severely misinterpreted in many ways because of the opioid crisis. Everybody assumes that any prescription drug is deadly, bad, and dangerous.
Wow. I'm proud. I'm proud to be part of this.
It should be noted that much of the obesity-related death delta against the U.S. doesn't seem unique to the U.S. It appears more like a disease of affluence. And then lastly, he stated, ironically, the killer contributed to the America's poor life expectancy in a predictable way by killing a middle-aged man with a firearm.
Relationship 2357, ladies man 2357. What is this? School completed? Not much. Who needs all that? What is this? Years? Probably years of school. Holy shit, what the fuck?
No matter how steep the task at hand may seem in terms of actually making a change for people or for the people, I don't endorse what this guy did. Going up and murdering somebody is wrong. I feel like I was pretty clear about that, but I thought I'd say it up front.
In attempt to get my citizenship to another country, this is terrific news. This grants me immediate and ultimate access to mad benefits. I will now be a migrant of today's society. Extremely excited, actually.
Is it painstaking? Of course it is. Like, why? I don't do this for my health. I do this because for some reason we're all addicted to something, right? A little bit of something. We're all addicted to something. What are you addicted to? Put it in the chat. What's your addiction? Tell me what your addiction is. What's your addiction? Let me know. Put it in the chat. If you have an addiction, let me know. I'm not here to solve them. We're just here to share our addictions.
But they graded this guy's manifesto, like a paper. And, you know, with everything going on, I find, you know, as smart as this dude was, based on this evaluation of the manifesto, did it come from the same dude? Because this guy was a valedictorian. He went to Penn. Super smart guy. Had his BBA and his MBA from Penn, which is no fucking easy task. I don't care who you are. Let me just get into reading this one up here.
I like this one. I like this one. That's basically what I'm doing right now. I like this one. This one's cool. I think this one's colorful. I like this one. These all suck.
So this guy goes into breaking this down about how shitty of a manifesto this was and how it really wasn't even a manifesto. He even goes by saying this was greater than F. The student has earned the death penalty, which is fucking nuts, but whatever.
Does anybody ever feel like if you're alive or anything like that, like they're tracking you, they're hanging on your every word, or one of you, the trackers that I'm worried about, that I'm tripping sack about for no reason? Does it even matter? Does our digital footprint even matter? It's not like a carbon footprint. Two totally different things.
Essentially, with the full wrapped arms of the healthcare system being so wrapped in American preventative measures, it's ultimately a higher cost to average Americans because we're putting more money into healthcare because we're centered around, you know, screenings and visits and checkups. And if there's anything I learned from my education, it was that America in the 21st century has become way more of a preventative healthcare system versus a treatment healthcare system. Obviously, there's always going to be treatment. There's some things that you just can't prevent, track, or even know that are coming. But if anything, it's always been that we need to figure out a way to get to it before it happens, before they get too bad. And that's why you see a lot of individuals being so poignant on, you know, working out and having a good diet. You know, even myself, like I've seen shit like this. I'm like, I got to get back in the gym. I can't put it up to this United Healthcare CEO. You know, says the guy that ordered a Pizza Hut boneless wing box in a medium thin and crispy pizza yesterday right after the gym. But what do you want me to do? It's 80 cent wing Wednesday from Pizza Hut. I'm going to get those fucking 80 cent wings, man. I'm going to do it.
A year before the 1950 U.S. consensus board to move from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to a new residence. Bartow was reporting $200 in wages. I said $2,200, bro. Why are you skimping our pockets? 200. That's 2,200, bro. He's big baller.
I do not endorse the fact that this dude went and killed this man in cold blood. I do believe, you know, even after talking to people, it's unconstitutional to do what he did. I think that we have a constitution for a reason, and you can't just go up and murder somebody for that matter. Some of them are crazy. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with that one? Like, what in the world am I going to do with that edit? There's no good thing I'm doing with that. That's cool. I'm marking that one. See, I got to start doing that. But then it talks about this sign-in shit. I'm dumb. Dude, CapCut, anybody using CapCut, I don't know what it is. The killer fesses up to his crime. That's a good start, but hardly makes a manifesto. As a reminder, the U.S. is the number one most expensive healthcare system in the world, yet we rank roughly 42 in life expectancy, which is what Luigi the Killer had stated. And the guy goes off and saying, this is not off to a good start. The first fact that the U.S. has the most expensive healthcare system is poorly conceived. For one, most expensive shouldn't be what the killer wanted to say. That could mean the prices in the system, or the total cost of the system, or the cost per effective unit of care, or a lot else. What he wanted to say was that the U.S. spends the most on healthcare and it doesn't get a lot for it. But that's wrong. Firstly, the U.S. does not spend all that unanimously much on healthcare. It is vastly wealthier than its peer countries.